As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Entertainment, bud.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
All right, Cardi B says she's ready to sue the LAPD after what she says was a horrible interaction with the cops. The thing is, the LAPD says they have no record of it. So she got on Instagram Live and she described this traffic stop that sounds like a fever dream. And she thinks it was prompted by a tip to the police.
I got stopped by the cops yesterday. You're going to see his gun hit TMZ real soon. Like, they thought I was trafficking fentanyl and they thought I had a gun in my car. So they stopped me and everything. All the helicopters in LA, they was outside. Yo, I was freaking out. Like, they had me outside for like 3 hours. They had me getting butt naked outside, yo, like... was crazy. I'm about to sue the LAPD, and I tell them, like, yo, I'm Cardi B. Like, do I look like I gotta sell some shit? Like, why would I do that? And they didn't believe me. Like, it was like some white cops or something. Like, they didn't know who I was. So, like, they was really tough on me and everything. They said that, like, somebody gave them a clue. I really feel like it was one of my ops and shit. Like, they're really trying to ruin my life type shit. Like, the helicopters was outside. It was a movie, my.
And you said LAPD has no record of this?
So then the LAPD goes, yeah, we don't have any record of a traffic stop. And but law enforcement told, or a source from law enforcement told TMZ that if something on this level, on this scale, with this kind of drama had happened, yeah, there would be record of it.
Right.
So now I'm wondering, can the LAPD sue for defamation? Because if this is all a lie... what can they do anything about it?
Well, she said that TMZ should have the footage soon, so that tells me that somebody was recording it or she knew it was being recorded, so she should be able to prove what she's saying, and if she can, she should pursue it.
And why didn't she record it?
Fair question.
She got people around her for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what if I know anything about TMZ, you would think they would put out this footage ASAP if they did have something.
Definitely.
How are you going to report on the story and be like, actually, yeah, the footage that Cardi B did send us, we've got it. We're going to post it next into the next story. So.
I mean, that, because, you know, once again, I watched quite a bit of the first 48, so I consider myself like an honorary detective. like, if you get a tip about a car that could be, like, trafficking or doing drug deals or whatever, and you see a car that's similar and you pull it over, you can have an instance like that. You can be, like, an innocent bystander. You just happen to be in a car that they're looking for, and so obviously they have to pull it over and... do their due diligence of trying to figure out, is this the car we're looking for? So that happens quite a bit, but to this extent, I don't think they get you down butt naked.
Yeah, that's the part that's wild. But if she does have that, I believe all of the officers are, when they pull you over, they have to have their cameras on, right? So they wouldn't be able to hide this fact if it happened.
Yeah, there definitely would be dash cam footage and vest footage.
Yeah, because you would think at the very least they would put out the body cam footage and be like, look, she's fully clothed, guys. It did happen, but she's got her pants on for sure. Okay, so one of my biggest pet peeves when it comes to celebs is when they're asked about the thing that they're known for, the thing that makes them famous, and they kind of like roll their eyes because they're so far past it. So I got a little nervous when Will Smith was starting to talk about his relationship with the Fresh Prince theme song. So he was asked about how he feels about it, and he says, you know, it's made a big impact on the world.
It's just the biggest record I've ever had. Everywhere in the world. I haven't been on stage at any point in the last 20 years where I didn't hold the microphone out and everybody knew every word of the theme song. And every country, and this, people don't even speak English, know those the words. Phonetic.
And then the interviewer was like, yeah, that's good. But, like, do you like the song?
But do you like the song?
Too much of a pause. Know,
that pause.
No. I was like, I like what it means to my life. I wouldn't say I like it, right? But I like what it means. I like how people like it.
Okay.
He likes the impact.
It's a theme song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not, I can't even put it in the same category.
No, he could have just said no. But I think that happens to a lot of artists. The songs that you really put your all into don't typically be the ones that people know you for. It's like when you put the least amount of work, they like it the most.
Yeah. I mean, it's so catchy and it's so iconic. So at least he didn't hate on it like Jacob Elordi did with his whole The Kissing Booth trilogy.
I remember having the long time ago having, I think the name of the band is the Rembrandts that did the Friends theme.
Uh-huh.
They hated that song. We had them in studio and they absolutely hated that that's what they were known for because they wanted to be a rock band, right? And they were known for the Friends theme and they hated it.
I just don't understand how you can hate something that brings you in so many royalties. Like, I don't care what I've done in the past. If it's making me millions of dollars a year, I'm going to love it. I'm going to love it because it's paying my bills.
I think Will Smith's response was perfect. While it may not be his favorite song, he still loves and appreciates how it's impacted others and his impact on, like, the globe.
And you know what? He was honest, and we got to respect him for that. All right, Kenan Thompson is finally speaking up about the allegations in the new Quiet on Set docuseries. I'll tell you if he's experienced any of what the other child stars have mentioned on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.